Good morning. This week, our focus is on the call of God and, more purposefully, staying true to your calling. Again, we are asking, what is the call of the Lord on your life? What is the Lord calling you to do today? The call of God is being summoned or chosen by God for certain purposes. When a person is aware of that call and surrenders to it, he starts living out God's purposes for him. Today, we are reflecting on Abraham's call to sacrifice his son and the lessons we can learn from him as he remained committed to God and the call that God had on his life. We are reading from Genesis 22. Staying true to your calling. I believe this is an important topic as we strive to be the people we are to be and where God is calling us to. Somewhere, somehow, we have stepped out of our calling and we have become comfortable and nonchalant with the way things are, or we are slow to get back to things being on the right path. We are quick to compromise and settle. The fire that was once set ablaze and which should have been burning passionately is now quenched with the desires and practices of the world and with our own efforts of contentment. We are no longer firing for God, nor are we on fire for God. We have not stayed true to our calling. We should not be content and comfortable doing the simple or merely doing the simple in service unto God. Where is the Holy Spirit's empowerment? Where is the Holy Spirit's conviction? Have we lost the conviction that puts Jesus first and everything else that we do is to give him glory? Stay true to your call. This is a cry for us to get back to the things of fundamental importance, and that being true disciples of Jesus Christ, discipling others. Stay true to your call. This is a cry that keeps us grounded in all the chaos that wants us to become someone or something we are not. We are not hypocrites or pretenders, but we are saved, redeemed, and washed by the blood of the Lamb to whom we give our allegiance. Stay true to your call. This is a cry that brings us back to faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. The life we now live, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. As we read from Genesis 22, the story of God testing Abraham to sacrifice his son that was promised and his heir, I want us to locate ourselves in the story and think, as the Lord called Abraham and is now testing him, is the Lord testing me during this period? At this point in Abraham's life, he would have had abundantly more than what was promised to him initially when God called him first. And now he has received what he had hoped for and yearned for, most importantly, a son by Sarah. Now the Lord tested him and he said to him, "Sacrifice your son to me." This would have ended all of Abraham's hopes and dreams and brought him back to square one. But Abraham obeyed. He remained true to his calling. He trusted God, and as a result, the Lord provided. What lessons can we learn from Abraham? The first is that staying true to your call involves God's testing. Imagine receiving a promise and later told to give up on or give away what was promised. This must have been disheartening and mind-boggling. Abraham, despite the immense emotional and spiritual cost, obeyed God's command, demonstrating profound trust in God. It is important to note that God tested Abraham to reveal his faith, strengthen his faith, and for Abraham to demonstrate his obedience. In the same way, when God is testing us, he is proving to us that our faith is real, that we are truly his children, and that no trial will overcome our faith. There are many examples of the positive results of being tested. The psalmist likens our testing to being refined like silver. Peter speaks of our faith as of greater worth than gold, and that's why we suffer grief in all kinds of trial. In testing our faith, God causes us to grow into strong disciples who truly live by faith and not by what we see. God has called us to himself, called us to be Christians, and called us for service. We have to stay true to our calling. While we are doing this, we will face tests of various kinds. These tests will help to build our faith, teach us spiritual discipline, and cause us to be more committed to God and his call on our lives. The second lesson is staying true to your call requires faith. Abraham's obedience to go and offer Isaac can only be viewed as faith. Abraham told his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." Either Abraham said this to hide the truth from Isaac, or he trusted God by faith that even if he offered Isaac, God can raise him from the dead. Hebrews 11:17-19 later confirmed the latter to be true. Like Abraham, we should have faith in God, trusting him with everything and being willing to offer our best to him. Though we may not fully understand his plans, he, in his providence, supplies all our needs. All he asks is that we have a willing heart. What is the Lord calling you to do today? Will you place your faith in him as he calls? Maybe you are in a rough patch in your life. Maybe things are not flowing as they should. If you have somehow lost hope and faith during this time or season, I want to encourage you to trust God. He has done it before, and he will do it again. This too shall pass. God is unchangeable. He is the on-time God. By faith, God can and will bring you through. If you cannot see his hand, trust his heart. The third lesson is staying true to your call results in God's promises being fulfilled. As Abraham was about to draw his knife to sacrifice Isaac, the Lord called to him and told him not to do it because he has provided for him a ram caught in a thicket. When he saw the ram, he offered it to the Lord instead. He called the place Yahweh Yireh or Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. After the sacrifice, the angel spoke again to him, saying that he would be blessed for being willing to give all that he had to the Lord. What do we lack and what are our needs? Can we trust God by faith and watch his hand supply them? He has called us to himself on service. He will certainly give us all we need as we ask him. The story also teaches us that when we offer our best to the Lord, our time, our energy, our whole heart and obedience, we will receive the blessing and promises from the Lord. Let us stay true to our calling. It is a matter of recognizing God's testing us to prove our faith is real and our dependency on him. It is a matter of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And it is a matter of being obedient to see God's promises being fulfilled in our lives.